You got to serve Him, put Him first. You can't go home and watch the television every day and leave the Bible sitting on your table. You can't listen to those worldly songs all day long and know all those words and don't know any hymns. And you can't be one of those normal children. I say, what is your favorite verse in the Bible? And they go to church, and mom and daddy goes to church, and they cannot quote me a single verse from God's Word. Now then, that's a whole lot of the church. You know that? I was like that for a lot of years of my life. You just said, what's your favorite verse? I just said, John 3:16. Okay, what do you know besides John 3:16? Well, I mean, that's all I know. What else do I need to know? Well, I found out I needed to know a lot more than that, right, Ann? I need a lot more than John 3:16 if I want to walk in health. But the Lord says He will take away from you all sickness, and He will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. Now, who is it here? It says the Lord. Who's going to take away the sickness?
The Lord.
Who's it say is going to put it on you?
The Lord.
I mean, goodness, the Lord's going to put sickness on me?
That's what He said,
isn't it? That's what He said. Okay, now let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verses 59 and 60 and 61. Three verses, Deuteronomy 28, 59 through 61. And I want to show you, Dave, let's go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14 first. I have to peek the blessings. You got to see the blessings. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 14. And it shall come to pass. Now, don't you like this? It shall. Not maybe. It shall come to pass. If you shall hearken. In other words, this is a whole lot of shells in here, isn't it? And it shall come to pass if you shall hearken flippantly. What are you supposed to do? Diligently. Is there a difference between flippantly doing something and diligently doing something? Yes, it is. If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do a few of His commandments. You mean I have to do everything He said?
That's right.
I mean, is that written?
It's written.
I have to do all. To observe and to do all His commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings, now I really like that.
Amen.
Not a few of them, but all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. A lot of requirements in there, isn't there?
Amen.
Now then, let's go to verse 3 and 4. Blessed shall you be in the city. So he's going to cover all of us. And blessed shall you be in the field or the country. So, man, we can live in the country, we live in town, and if we obey Him, it makes no difference. He's going to bless our socks off. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Now, what is that talking about? Your children. In other words, you're not going to be born with children that are sick and afflicted. You're going to be born with beautiful. In fact, when my daughter got pregnant with her little baby, Caitlin, after her and her husband got married, and she wanted a baby. Oh, she wanted a baby. And so, sure enough, but within a month, she was pregnant after they got married. I mean, she was pregnant. She wanted a baby. And about 3 months later, when she really realized she was pregnant, she came to me and said, Daddy, praise the Lord, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. And I've asked the Lord to give me a healthy baby. I said, Ann? Well, Ann what, Daddy? I said, well, honey, He's a great big God. I mean, don't stop with just asking Him for a healthy one. Well, she said, what should I ask for? I said, tell Him you want a beautiful one, a healthy one, and an intelligent one at least. Right? I mean, is the God we serve today a faith God?
Yes.
So what do you want to do? Hide behind the door and get the ugliest baby in town? Or what? How many of you ever seen a baby that was ugly? Nobody ever seen a baby that was ugly. They were all beautiful. Yeah, you you hope so anyway, right? Oh, goodness gracious. Now, be careful now here.
Right.
You know, but the thing about it is, since God is a faith God, if we're obedient to do what He says, He will bless our children. Is that what He said?
Yeah.
That's a promise from God. Blessed shall be your children, the fruit of the ground, that's your crops, vegetables, and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your goats or kind, and your sheep. So far, what's He going to bless? Now, how many of us like that? Oh, I love that. So let's go on to the next couple of verses. Blessed shall be your basket and your store. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. So He's pretty well covering this now, verse 7 and 8. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you. Now, this is the devil and his demons. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They will, in other words, they will not be able to touch you. And I can just see that devil now. He's rising up and saying, oh, there's Frank. I'm going to go get him today. And the Lord, the devil gets right over here. And the Lord says, oh, no, devil. No, this is my son. He's walking in obedience to my word. No, you got to get out of here. You can't touch him.
Amen.
Who's in control? God is. And if God's running your enemies off, you're in safe ground. Right, Frank?
Absolutely.
And we love that, don't we? That pays good dividends to obey Him. He says, the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven ways. I mean, these critters, God's going to drive them away. I mean, they're going to come in, and when He gets through, they're going to be scattered in so many directions, there ain't going to be no power. The Lord shall command. Now, this is what I really like. The Lord is going to command the blessings upon you in your storehouse and in all that you set your hand to do, and it shall bless you in the land which the Lord thy God gives you. Now then, who give us everything we have?
The Lord.
The Lord. I mean, if your land is over here, if you got a 1 acre piece of land, a 1 square foot, or if you got 1 million acres, it'll make no difference. You better praise and worship the King, because He give it to you, and He expects you to use it for His glory. And if you don't, hey, you ain't going to like the consequences. It's going to make you sick and afflict you. It's going to take you out early. Because that's what God commanded you to do with what He gave you, to serve Him with it. Now then, let's go to the next verse. The Lord shall establish you as a holy people unto Himself, as He has sworn unto thee, if you shall keep the commandments. Everything based around keeping the commandments, obeying Him, right? Now then, is He the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes.
He don't ever change, does He? So if He liked for us to obey when He wrote this, do you think He likes for us to obey today?
Yes.
Ain't no difference. Same God. And He says, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in His ways, not in yours, but in His ways, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. Now then, the people, and He says, they shall, and all people are going to see that we're sons and daughters of God, and if we're walking in obedience and in integrity, they will just automatically be afraid of us. That's just like when that Muslim guy didn't want Dave to pray for him. I mean, that demon was screaming. He was afraid. A real man of God was coming up to pray over him, and he saw the Holy Ghost. That devil's looking out there saying, don't you pray for me! Because he knew the potential of the power of the kingdom of God, and Dave knew he was a child of the kingdom. And when he prayed for that boy, he's going to claim that boy's spirit, soul, and body, and pray for that boy's healing. He's out doing deeds of loving kindness. Now then, when you do that, of course, many of you may have heard the story, but right here would be a good place to interject a story I did like that several years ago with this little Spanish woman. I don't know if she knew Jesus or not. I didn't have time, just like Dave didn't have time to ask this boy. But I heard a woman screaming, and I run down to where the scream was coming from. When I got there, here's a little Spanish woman that had a great big oven door down, and she slipped and fell and laid her arm down on that big old steel door. Now, that thing was 200 or 300 degrees, and of course, it just blistered all the bottom of her arm. She was screaming. You would be screaming. They were trying to pour cold water on her, trying to put salve on her, trying to do all kinds of things. Things of the world. Why is it that almost nobody thinks about using God's Word?
Yes.
Well, see, I'm trained by the Holy Spirit. I've spent so much time in the Word. When I walk up there, there ain't nothing. There ain't no somebody done somebody wrong thing in me. It ain't there. You know, I don't even know those things no more. I hadn't listened to that song in 25 years. And so I don't know the things of the world. I only know the things of God. That's where I involve myself. So when I run up here and put my arm on that lady, I quoted a magnificent promise from God's Word in Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, which technically says, I'll shorten it. He says in Isaiah 53, 4, when you look at it in the Greek, Hebrew, you'll find out that word there, he bore your pain. That's right. He says a whole lot more too there, but I knew that. I said, and Isaiah 53, 4, the Lord said he bore your pain, so you won't have to bear it. Then I said in Mark 16, 18, Jesus said, I shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But I said, I mean, I'd been a Christian a long time, and I didn't even know that was part of my kingdom authority. Nobody ever told me that. But God put it in the Word thousands of years ago. So anyway, now I know it, and I spoke that. But I said, now I don't know how long it's going to take him to do that if I use that verse. When he said, lay hands on the sick and they'll get well, he might do it in 5 minutes. He might do it in 5 days. He might do it in 5 months. And I said, I don't want it to take that long. So I said, Mark 11, 23, that's under the new covenant. If you're walking in obedience, walking in love, like he says, Mark 11, 23. In fact, that's such a powerful promise. Dave, let's go to Mark 11, 23. Then we'll come back here to verse 10. For I verily or truly I say unto you. Now, this is Jesus talking. Now, this promise is for you under the new covenant if you're putting him first. Now, this won't work for you if you're putting 4 hours a day of television into you. But if you're putting 2 or 3 or 4 hours a day of God's Word into you, this will work for you. For verily I say unto you, put your name there, that whosoever, are you a whosoever?
Amen.
And we're supposed to be as children of God. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what could be the mountain? A burned arm. What could be the mountain? It could be cancer. What could be the mountain? It could be anything. It could be a broken marriage, a broken relationship. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and if you don't doubt in your heart. Now, how are you going to not doubt in your heart? It depends on what you put in that heart.
Amen.
Have you put the Word of God in your heart, or have you put the world in your heart?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.